Welcome, one and all. I am Corbett, and I am 52.
And I am Lucy, and I am 22.
And this is for what Lucy missed when she didn't exist. What you missed was sunscreen, Lucy.
Apparently.
There was a big campaign of late 80s, early 90s, well, maybe mid 80s, that was called Zinca. Zinca sunscreen. Still exists to this day. I didn't even realize it still did. But it comes in tubes, and the big thing was people found out you could use zinc oxide. No, not zinc oxide.
I think it is.
Is it zinc oxide?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like something poisonous. Anyway, you could use zinc oxide on your nose, which is what lifeguards would use because they were out in the sun constantly and your nose would burn almost instantaneously. And it's that white stuff on your nose. In the 80s, Zinca came out with the colored version. So you could like coat your whole face if you wanted to with crazy colors and fun classic. I mean, ultimately the classic 80s neon look that you've probably seen in people going, remember the 80s? That actually was one of the things that really was just like that. Very much just crazy, insane colors, and you'd slap it right on your face to protect you from the sun. The funny thing they didn't tell you was it totally blocks the sun. So if you get a sunburn, you now have a reverse of whatever you painted on your face. But Zinca was kind of the fun thing to do with suntanning. Suntanning, of course, has been around, I mean, probably forever. People have tanned in the sun. Suntan oil, I think, first started in the 20s, I want to say.
Oh,
I remember
really?
I remember seeing old ads about it. But back then, it was pretty close to, like, baby oil.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
Well, you were just cooking yourself in the sun. That was the gimmick. Yeah. You just lay out there and fry like a piece of bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what became very popular in the 70s. Now, in the 60s, I think people tanned, and it was like you'd have a decent tan, but you'd only be out in the sun for a few minutes.
Mm.
But in the 70s, George Hamilton was the actor probably best known for leathering up his skin. I mean, he looks like a saddle.
Oh.
And I love George Hamilton. He is a really good actor, and he's really good at his job. But man, is he tan. If you ever want to see the maximum amount of tan you could see on screen, George Hamilton is the guy.
Okay.
I can say, like, it was big.
So George Hamilton's tan, it's, what is, like, was tan orange?
George Hamilton's tan is brown. It is the traditional tan. Now, In later years, they developed a spray tan, but that was long after. Before, when you put on the fake tan, it was like crazy obvious you had a fake tan.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was like a brownish orange, and mm-hmm. it didn't look very real. And I think they had it in a tube in the little, like, 90s, maybe late 80s, 90s.
Okay.
But it wasn't very effective. It wasn't very, didn't look very good. The browned classic cooked tan was what you did. I don't even remember any real sunblock until I was probably much later. In fact, even like skincare, like aloe, we had like we had the aloe vera plant. We'd just snap one off and rub it on you.
Old school.
Well, it's like a cactus, and you're like, oh, this feels so good. It's pretty sad when you feel really good after breaking a cactus off and rubbing it on your skin. Like, that feels so good. If you've ever been sunburned, though, you know what that's like. I think up to that point, it was like calamine lotion and mostly just waiting and hoping it heals.
Terrible.
And lots of peeling, like a snake. So, Zinca was just the big ad. Zinca was the, I will say it has a certain Native American look to it with the war paint. So, I don't know how racially friendly that is. For a kid, it was fun. You'd paint your face all over the place and like, hey, look, I've got Zinca. Now, the funny thing is it's still around. I looked it up and they still have the same tubes they had back when I was a kid. Like, you think they would go with like something closer to what a chapstick would be, you know, where you just like wipe it on.
Yeah.
It just seems like it would be more practical, but I guess you make a good product and you stick with it.
Well, maybe it still gives you the thicker consistency, whereas if it was a chapstick that you rubbed on, it would just be kind of a thinner layer.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't really know. I don't know much about sunscreen as far as, zinc oxide. Okay, zinc oxide. I mean, you're basically putting a paste over your face. So, yeah, it's going to stop the sun. You know what also works? A hat.
Uh-huh. Because hats do you so good when you mow the lawn and it protects your neck, that bit that you always forget about.
Don't worry about it. That's what cowboy hats are for.
Because everyone's got those lying around. Yep. Just forget about them.
I think we should all have cowboy hats. That's just like a generic thing we should all have. I would allow for the Indiana Jones fedora. Be all right. That'd be cool.
That would work. Yeah. But if it's wool, it'd be hot.
And well, that's true.
Suck.
We'll just mow in the wintertime.
Yeah, that'll be good. Isn't that what a snow machine is? It's just like mowing the snow.
Sure. Just like mowing the snow down to the ground.
Yeah,
That's what mowing is. It's mowing the grass down to the ground and throwing it somewhere else.
It is.
Yeah, basically, sure.
I'm a genius, and you're just missing the opportunity to capitalize on my awesomeness.
Yeah. That's why I'm broke. Anyway, so sunscreen was a thing, and sunscreen's important. So please, if you're outside, you should probably wear sunscreen. Suntan oil? I don't know, because suntan oil is designed to cook you like a piece of bacon. If you need that extra crispy outside, then go for it.
Yeah. I can understand the joy in wanting to tan, but I'm a vampire, so I don't tan. And it's very sad because all my friends are like, look it, I went to Mexico and got gorgeously tanned over the summer. And I'm like, nice. I have stayed the same shade of ivory. It's great.
Yeah, sorry. You kind of got your mom's skin out of that one.
Hey, you're a whitey too, dude.
I'm a whitey.
Have you seen your legs lately?
Yeah, well, I have a farmer's tan, so I brown up below the short sleeve and above the neck. The way God intended.
Of course.
So, in retrospect, looking back, I think it's interesting that in the 80s, in the 60s, it started with the whole, the global climate change. Things are going to happen. It's going to get hotter, this, that, and the other. And so the 80s is basically like, screw it. Let's cook. I mean, in retrospect, you look at that like, wow, that's a very sort of roaring 20s kind of attitude about, who cares about the global economy? Let's burn this down.
Okay.
This is 40 years later. Tanning now is very much a spray-on tan. You walk in, get the spray-on booth treatment to get your brown effect. So you could go get browned as much as you want. I don't know how realistic it looks.
I don't think people go, well, I can't assume for everybody, but I'm thinking of just what TikTok that I've seen. And most people don't go to the tanning salon anymore. They just buy spray-on tan and they'll put it on themselves, or like tanning foam, I guess is what it is. And they'll put it on and it looks pretty realistic. But the 2020s are all about taking care of your skin because you want to stay as youthful as possible. Because all you old people from the 70s and 80s aged poorly because of your... lack of sun protection.
I would like to meet the people who aged well. Like fine wine.
Yeah. Like people still tan, but it's very much more of a, I'll put on at least 20 or 30 SPF. So that way you still get that protection, but it's not pure cut and clean. I need all the zinc oxide to protect. Because, well, it's interesting that the 80s became an age of get the sun, because in Victorian times and in other cultures, you tanned and it was a sign of, oh, you're poor. Like, it was a class thing.
And now it's a reversed class thing. If you're tanned, then you obviously vacation.
Yeah. You know, you vacation, you rich, you have the money and the means to get tan, you know, that kind of thing. Which I think is interesting. Like that kind of swap.
That's an interesting take on classism. I never would have thought of that. But, I guess that's... No, it's very true. If you were tan, because that was the whole point of the Elizabethan era. They would make sure you had alabaster skin, because that showed you were sheltered and cared for. So obviously you're royalty.
Yeah.
And if you were cooked in the sun, then obviously you're a peasant.
Well, because you've been outside and working and...
So there you go. I guess you're royalty. Enjoy.
Thanks for that. Which matters so much now that we're in America. But now we're in the future where people tan to be rich, apparently. So
I don't know if the tanning makes you rich, but it definitely is a status symbol. You can walk around and say, oh, I'm very healthy skin with my vitamin D enrichment. But you don't see the Zynga ads, the, you know, cover your face in blue stripes or whatever you want to do. I remember the ads were just poppy and jumpy as a kid. They were all over MTV.
Well, that would be why. It's MTV.
Yeah. And it was screaming the 80s. I mean, it was, I was trying to find some ads from that time and I really can't find them. I don't know if they're embarrassed by them or I don't know.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, I don't even know how to describe them. Ads back in the 80s and 90s were just kind of like, you know, look at this, look at this, look at this. They were insane. You'd see kids with like cat faces on and all kinds of stuff with the, you know, neon colors, and everybody loved wearing Zynkas and having Ray-Bans with high colored frames on them. So that part, I will admit, when you see the neon colored 80s, that part was actually kind of right. There were a lot of people who used Zynka and had the neon Ray-Bans and the whole look. And I think it was Spicoli. Spicoli was the guy, the name of the character from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. He had the zinc oxide nose on because he was a surfer dude. His whole thing was, I'm a surfer, I'm at the beach. I'm like, hey, you got to do the thing. And he's like sunburnt to all high heaven, but he always has the nose block on, which is kind of funny.
Oh my gosh. So bad.
That's a wacky show, and we'll have to cover that somewhere down the road. But... So anyway, that's Zynka. Zynka, the sunscreen protection.
Sunny times, because it's end of summer. Fall is on its way. Dun, dun, dun.
When people hear this, it'll probably be Christmas for all that matters.
Mm-hmm. We talked about it in the summer-ish time. It's fine. It's still
valid.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I definitely recommend to anybody, if you are out in the sun, you should probably have sunscreen on. It would be a good protective thing.
Yeah, typically.
Oh, I just remembered, they make clothes that are designed to allow sun to go through them.
Yeah, that's like a new thing now, so that way people can tan through...
like a swimsuit?
Yeah.
So you can have the full body tan with no tan lines.
I guess, but that just sounds painful.
Yeah, that sounds like a dangerous way to get burned in very, very sensitive areas. So
yeah. Well, it's also not completely, it's not see-through, but it's like a mesh. Mm-hmm. So you still have a thin veil of, oh, I wore a swimsuit. It's not like a, I don't know, a see-through thing, I guess. So it's
no, but it allows the UV rays to go through.
Yeah, but there's still like marks, and it's like a weird mesh. I'm like, oh, it's ridiculous.
No, I guess now I kind of want to look up like tans through clothes or something just to see what it looks like. Nah, I probably don't want to see that. I'm sure it'd be embarrassing and just sad.
I mean, it's not weird. I've seen it on TikTok as well, because people still want you, like, you need the sun for your health. So you want to still exist and get the vitamins and the dopamine from existing in the sun. Hmm. But you don't want the skin cancer, the sunburns, the wrinkles, the sunspots, what have you. And for some reason, freckles are both in and out at the same time. So it's like a whole thing. I don't know what it is.
How can freckles be in and out? And how can they be anything since they're just part of your physical body? I'm like, well, I'm not going to wear my freckles today. It's totally a passe.
Well, okay. Because people want to have some form of freckles, because a lot of people without freckles think that it's cute. Mm-hmm. But people with a lot of freckles are typically seen as unattractive. So people with freckles will often cover up the majority of the freckles. So think of ginger freckles, like how they're all over the face kind of thing. So they'll put on foundation to cover up all the freckles, but then they'll go back through and put on like a couple on your cheeks. You know, like Strawberry Shortcake, how she had like sprinkle freckles on her nose.
Right.
You know,
you want sprinkles on your donut, not on the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's sort of weird. I mean, honestly, you should be pretty happy with your face as much as you can be. You look weird. You don't look weird. We all look weird, honestly.
So. Yeah, but people will use henna or like fake tan. They'll take fake tan to, one, contour their face instead of using contour. So it's more of a natural, I'm already chiseled kind of thing. But they'll take fake tan and they'll take like a bobby pin or something and just dot freckles on their face. So it's like implemented into their face.
That's crazy. I suppose people tattoo it too if they really get into it.
Yeah, basically. Mm. So, little things. Fun factoids from the future.
Okay. Well, so anyway, sunscreen. Might want to wear it. It's good stuff. Suntan lotion, up to you. Zinca, it's fun. But here we are in the future where you can wear clothes right over your face and still the sun goes through. Crazy. So, I guess this has been what you missed when you didn't exist.
Yeah, that was it.
Thank you.